This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning, K-Rock, Klein Alley Show on a Wednesday. If you need us, phone number's always the same, 800-520-1067. Call, win stuff, interact with the conversation. This hour, we're going to ask you a very simple question, a question that is getting a lot of heat right now. The President Trump has received an airplane worth $400 million. People saying that he should not accept it. He says a gift's a gift. It's a nice gift. I'm going to take it.
Can't be rude to say no.
Rude to say no. Right? Curious, in your life, what is the nicest, either most expensive, most elaborate gift that anyone has attempted to give you, and did you reject it for a variety of reasons? For instance, a man that was like, I want to buy you this house, but you knew that you had no interest in being with this guy, so you had to say, nope, I'm not interested.
Hey, Vanessa got offered a free cruise, and she took it.
She
right,
took
Vanessa?
It. That was from a friend who had an extra bunk in her cabin, but she accepted
the
free.
She had to sleep with her,
She did have to sleep with her.
No, I didn't.
What are you talking about? You slept in the same cruise cabin.
In the same room. We slept in the same room.
She stayed in the footlocker because she's so small.
Yeah. That's right. So anyway, that's the question. We'll get into that coming up later this hour. What is the best gift you ever were offered and or received? Did you receive it? Did you take it? Or did you reject it? That is the question we'll get to later this hour. Also, we have for you the brand new unwritten rules of being a wedding guest as we're officially entering wedding season. Did you know that there are certain rules as a guest that you are all supposed to live by? Everyone knows you don't wear a white dress unless you're the bride. But
everyone knows if you RSVP, yes, you show up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I missed Allie's wedding, and I've never heard the end of it. One steak is still sitting on a plate somewhere in some farm in Oregon. What do you want from me?
It was a good steak, and you missed it. I paid for no reason.
Let's say hi to... You're probably right. That is probably on the list. We'll get to that in a moment. Hey, Riverside, who's this?
This is Annette.
Annette, you're caller 20. You're going to go to Submission Impossible, all right?
Hell yeah. I just want tickets forever.
All right, hold on 1 second. Enjoy those tickets and enjoy that movie. And thanks for waking up and starting your day with us on K-Rock. We will get to this brand new list to get you ready for wedding season. The unwritten laws and rules if you are going to be a wedding guest. You want to listen to this. Don't break these rules. You'll never be invited back. It's K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Perhaps you're getting married this summer. Or you're going to be going to a wedding. It seems like a lot of weddings. Omar, is this true? We're officially entering wedding season. You're an official wedding DJ.
We've been, dude, since April. Yeah,
it's been going on since April. But the biggest collection of weddings have got to be from like now, straight up through, right up through like October, right?
Yeah, for the most part. But, you know, in Southern California, for whatever reason, it started getting super, super hot, like, you know, during the summer. So I now have seen fall weddings definitely are more on the uptick than, you know, people having them during the summer now.
There's an etiquette expert that has released their new and updated list of official rules if you are going to be a guest at a wedding. And these are rules that they believe everyone should live by. There's the obvious ones that we talked about. If you show up at a wedding, you're not supposed to wear a white dress unless you're the bride, or else people are like, I can't believe she did that.
That's one of the oldest.
Right, old one. And then there's the one about you're not supposed to show up with a plus one unless you were invited with a plus one.
Yeah, dude, that would be so messed up.
People apparently still do that. because
well, I had a cousin who invited her whole, all of her kids, even though it was a no-kid wedding.
Oh, see, that's not even on this list, but
I've seen that happen, and I've seen the bride and groom have to tell the person, I'm sorry, you don't have any food. You're going to have to split this plate.
The new list, according to expert for all weddings happening the summer of 2025, include the following. Some old ones, like they've been around for a while. Showing up late for the nuptials. A lot of people think, oh, I don't need to be there for the actual I do part. I can just show up for the party.
Dude,
that's a huge faux pas, man. And most of the time, the invitation that's the time that's on the invitation is a half hour before. So you have a half hour of window where you can arrive.
See, I think people
arrive on time.
You have to earn your free drinks.
People like me know though that there's a half an hour window built in. So I'm like, I don't need to be there right at 5:15 because they're realistically, she's not going to walk down the thing till probably closer to sunset anyway.
No, you need to be there within that half hour.
Well. Apparently, that's a big problem. People showed up late, so much so that usually as they've started the parade down the aisle, that sometimes you have to like hold the bride so that people can rush and get in their seats,
yeah, it's
which
very
is
distracting.
Always weird.
Well, and also there are those people who, even though they're not close with the wedding party, they choose a choice seat, like right in the front.
Yeah.
You know, because those are, it's kind of an unwritten rule that like, oh, the mom and the bride, all those people, the close family, they're the ones
the parents,
that get the choice seating in the front.
Reserved. Also, those are the people that will probably be in a lot of the pictures where if you're some guy that's like a hanger-oner or a plus one, you shouldn't be in any of those pictures because you're not going to be in their life in a couple years.
If you're a random plus one or if you were a pity invite or a bubble invite, you shouldn't be in 70% of the photographer's pictures.
No one knows that better than Allie because she is a pity invite, a bubble invite, and loves hamming it up for the camera.
Oh, yeah. And on the dance floor, there, the photographer was all about me and I was like, boom, 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 hamming it up at the camera.
See, that's your, I would say that's an unwritten rule that should be on this list. If you know that you have no significance to the couple getting married, you should tell the photographer or the videographer or whatever, you can go ahead and not shoot me at all.
It was funny to think that they'd be going through the photos and go, who is that?
Yeah, I remember I had a small wedding and I still remember there were a lot of pictures of someone that I had no idea who they even were.
Oh, yeah, and I was in bright red.
Yeah, well, moving on. You should always follow whatever specific dress code that the bride and groom ask you to do. And that could be, as you know, it's so confused, shabby chic or hotel chic or black tie optional. Who even knows what any of that crap means? Resort? Casual?
I would say let's be a little clearer with those terms.
Just
because I think it's so confusing where it's like boho, semi-dress, casual.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know what this means. Am I wearing a tarp?
Yeah, well, right. And for you, tarp is always the answer. But for some people, they don't know what it means. So if you could go Waffle House style, include a picture of one acceptable outfit for a guy, one acceptable outfit for a woman, so we can just go ahead and say, go to the store and say, give me something that looks like this.
That's a great idea.
I don't understand a lot of it because no one just wants to write. Black tie, everyone knows what that is. But when they go, what are some of the stupid words, like you said, shabby, resort, casual,
I hear
chic.
Like cocktail dressy or something like that. Like, what the?
Right. I don't know.
What is that?
Or I hate when they write dress to impress. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
That's so different for other people. Like, dress to impress for me is like wearing a bra.
You got to get on your fancy tarp.
Fancy
time. Okay. Sending a late RSVP is a big faux pas. You should stop doing that. The dates are very serious because they need to decide if they have to invite the pity people, so you need to do it on time. And the good rule of thumb, and this is the one that I think we will all disagree with, is a limit yourself to one drink per hour. And definitely don't start drinking until after the ceremony.
Dude, if the bride and groom paid for that open bar, I'm sure they want you to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
One drink per hour. I'd be so mad if I was like, I paid for the unlimited cocktail hour, and now people, my friends and family, are being all responsible.
Yeah, cocktail hour. It's 1 hour. You have to slam at least four in that hour.
Yeah, that's the idea. How many can I finish in this hour?
Yeah, it's a challenge.
I'm going to be the Joey Chestnuts of alcohol.
Yeah,
while
looking
hour.
Shabby chic.
That's important. All right, there you go. We'll be right back. It's always a good time for us when we hide audio and record audio, record our wives, but sometimes with their knowledge and sometimes without their knowledge.
This case, it was without her knowledge.
Oh, she doesn't know you did this?
No.
Oh.
I actually think she's in the car now, so she probably knows now.
Oh.
I recorded you, honey.
Hey, Boobikins. we're about to listen to some conversation you had with Allie.
I don't think she'd care. I think she would stay.
Yeah, honey.
Okay.
There she is. Hi. Oh, Allie recorded you without your consent.
Is that okay?
For our entertainment.
Yeah, honey.
Okay, I got it.
That's the only clip I have of you, really.
She's already texting me a mad face. All right.
Oh, really?
No, that didn't take long.
So we earlier this week were supposed to have some sexy time. And I had planned for that to happen on Monday night because I was feeling good from the weekend, got a nice one night of sleep, and I was like, I've got some energy for sex. So
these were not, I mean, you just said they're your plan. It was your plan, not hers.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily her plan, but right. I didn't see anything getting in the way of this plan. And as I was cooking dinner, I was like, oh, you know, maybe it'd be nice if we had a little time together later tonight. And is that
what you say? Is that how you ease into it? It'd be good if we had a little time together?
Or I'll say some sexy time.
Ugh.
What?
You say...
You say weird stuff like play, which is strange.
Manifest.
That's what Jake says.
Let's just
Jake
accept says, we all have weird words.
Yeah, Jake says, Omar, what do you say?
Get my puddings.
Yeah, that's nice right there. That's classic. Time for some puddings.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that, it's Wednesday.
Like, yeah, you want to play?
Time for
do
puddings.
Do something naughty? I
don't say that. She says that. Maybe we could play later. And I know she's not talking about, you know.
I think
Monopoly.
That is what she means.
Well, maybe that is what
all
she
wants is some good old-fashioned Monopoly.
Oh, well, I read it the wrong way.
So
you say it's time for sexy time.
I said maybe we can have some time together later, yeah, for some sexy time. And then she said, what are you talking about? I'm going to tap class.
Oh, man.
And I was like, oh, I forgot Monday nights is tap class.
That's what I'm going to start calling it.
Now,
my
is
house.
That a euphemism?
Tap
yeah.
class.
Yeah, she's tapping.
We got tap class.
Tap, tap, tap. So I was like, oh,
she's still doing that thing? I thought she gave up on that.
No, she is more in on it than ever before. And she's learning more routines on her own time as well. So she's now learning a whole new dance to Pink Pony Club.
Cool.
And she's presenting me with her progress and all this stuff. So
I thought you talked her out of it and squashed her dreams.
But then I felt bad, so I unsquashed them. Because these are all of her childhood dreams being realized as an adult. There were a lot of things that, you know, you think about that you were interested in when you were a kid, and then you gave up on them because you thought people would think you were stupid or lame or nerdy for doing it. And then now as an adult, you're like, why did I give up on that? That was enjoyable.
I was sitting at the Magic Castle watching these professional magicians, and I thought to myself, man, when I had that magic kit when I was 12 and I was crushing it, if I had just stuck with it, the cups and the balls, if I had just stuck with it, I could have been up on this stage doing stupid mentalism acts as well.
Yeah, and don't you regret it?
Not really. No.
Because I think for her, she was like, I could have really pursued this, but instead I thought it was lame, so I just started drinking and smoking.
Yeah, but she's right.
Yeah, that's
because
cool.
Where
and now she's like, instead of drinking and smoking, maybe I could tap.
But where, had she stuck with her tap as a child, where does she think she would have gone in the world of tap? How high does that bar get?
I think you're in like a musical once.
I think like
that's
once.
Really, or you're that cool guy in the by the marina. Who's tap dancing
tap
on
dancing,
that square.
Yeah, tap dancing on the sidewalk for quarters.
Yeah, on that cool, like, wooden platform. Then that's cool.
As good as it gets. I mean, unless you're the river dance people, but that's not even tap. That's a whole different thing.
That's a totally different type of dance, which Katie has also studied that.
So
dance.
She chose to do tap dancing over having sex with you.
Yeah, so I confronted her about it, and I asked, you know what, if you were really having to make a game time decision between tap and me, what would it be?
Oh, if you had to choose between me and tap, what would you choose?
Tap.
Oh my God!
That was so fast.
You didn't even finish the. You didn't finish the question. That's crazy.
She did not have to think about it.
Did you throw away our whole relationship for tap class?
I thought you meant like spending time with you or going to tap.
Oh. Like last night.
Yeah.
When I introduced the possibility of sexy time, and then you said, "I'm going to tap."
I'm going to tap. I literally yesterday was like. If she asks me not to go, the answer is no.
Wow, what if I said it really meant a lot to me?
I'd say this means a lot to me. If you really needed me to stay home, I'd do it. I wouldn't be happy about it.
You would make it definitely
no.
Is there, hold on. No. Oh, yes. Is your child right there?
Yeah.
You're asking her in front of your kid, are we going to have sex or are you going to go to tap class? And the kid is sitting right there in front of you?
He doesn't know what sexy time means.
I thought that's on his list of words you read.
No, that's booby.
Oh, right. He knows that.
He knows booby, but he doesn't know sexy.
So
time.
You're all right. So let me hear this now. So he's there.
Well, what's your rose?
I don't know.
Oh, so this is another thing that we started doing. So if we have time at dinner, we say, what is your rose and thorn of the day?
To each other, you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
What is something that you were happy about? What was something that you weren't so happy about?
Right.
So I was saying, so what?
You're missing an important part of that, the bud part. Like my kids do that. My kids do that thing. Rose, bud, thorn. It's three
what's
things.
What's the bud?
What's the bud? I don't know. I don't listen. But I do know. The bud is something you're looking forward to.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. See that? Yeah, yeah. The rose and the thorn is the, today I, you know, whatever. I don't know your world. I saved a nickel. There's my rose. you know, thorn, I spent the nickel.
Well, I wish my rose was that good.
Right. What's your rose? I don't know. What's yours?
I liked my run, and I was proud of my salad.
Oh, Jesus. Is that your thorn or your rose?
That's your rose, is you're proud of your salad.
So now, well, she's practicing pullbacks.
The kid just tried to jump out of his high chair and end it.
If you had to pick between tapping and mommy, what would you pick?
And a black guy.
A black guy? What did he say?
I don't think he understands the question.
We have to ask.
If you had to pick either tapping or mommy.
No, if you had to pick hanging out with mommy or going to tap class?
Tap class.
Yeah. But what if mommy couldn't go to tap class? Would you want to be with mommy or would you want to go to tap?
Mommy.
Aww, see?
Oh, that's sweet.
So you were the third
Wesley's
choice?
Mommy gross?
Yeah.
Yep. He knows it.
Damn it.
You're poops.
I'm poops.
All right. He's got it. Smart. Let me hear that again. That kid's smart.
Kid's a genius.
Kid figured that out. It took me 2 years to figure out you're poops. This kid figured it out real quick.
He almost called me poops.
Wesley's mommy gross?
Yeah.
God damn it.
You're poops.
Well, spot on. Earned yourself
to be fair, he's three. Everything is poops or poopy right now.
Earned yourself a new nickname, poops.
That means I'm the favorite.
More Klein Poop Show coming up after this Linkin Park song.
Roses and thorns.
What is the greatest gift anyone has ever offered you? Did you accept it? Did you reject it? Sometimes it's too nice of a gift you can't accept. I want to hear your stories next on K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
K-Rock Klein Alley Show. We've got a gift for you, tickets to go to an advanced screening of Mission Impossible, and we're asking you, you can keep that gift, you don't have to reject it, but there's been a lot of talk this week about receiving gifts, not receiving gifts, it's gotten all political, it's not really the goal of this show, we don't really get political often, but there was a $400 million jet that was offered to America, but it's being kind of, you know, at least presented as Trump was offered this gift of a free plane. He accepted the gift. People are asking, what are the ramifications of that now? And he's going, a gift is a gift. Someone offers you a plane, you take the plane. Mm-hmm. And then he gave some weird analogy about golfers. And he talked about Sam Snead. He said, if you're playing golf and someone offers you a putt, you don't sit around and hit it anyway. You pick up your ball and you walk on. So his big plan is if someone gives you a gift, you take the gift. No questions asked.
Right.
And I was curious if in your life you were ever offered a gift and you had a question of should I accept this or not? Because even if it seems like it's a completely selfless gift, you do, sometimes you think, well, I will owe this person one, or eventually they're going to come for the favor back.
Well,
they're
going to
say,
is,
remember the time I gave you that whatever, can I borrow that now? And you go, well, you did give it to me, so I guess I have to give it to you. There is that feeling sometimes.
Look, life can be hard. And as somebody who's been fortunate enough to have a very generous, sweet mother, she has offered to pay my cell phone bill. She's offered
she's
to help me.
She's not offered to pay it. You just refused to let her know you're still
she
on her family
plan. She
offered
to pay
plan.
It once.
What, when you were in high school.
Yeah, and she's also offered to help me with college, which, yes, I had student loans, but not nearly as much as I would have had. Like, I've had some very generous handouts from my mother, and I could sit back and be like, hey, no, out of principle, I'm going to work my way up, and I'll pay it off myself. No, you take those handouts. Take them.
A little different from a parent, I think. I mean, slightly different. I'm curious, Ben, what is the greatest gift you ever received, and did you accept it?
Hello? Oh,
yeah, hi, Ben. What's up?
Hey, it was a Rolex watch my coworker gifted me.
Okay, now what was the reason? Because that's a very nice gift, potentially a very expensive watch. New, used, real, fake?
I don't know if it's real or fake, but it's definitely used, but it looks really good, and it came in the green Rolex box.
Okay, so. But if it's a fake used one, it's less of a nice gift. But what was the reason that a coworker would give you a Rolex watch?
Honestly, he was just one of those guys who didn't trust a lot of people, and I kind of became part of his little niche circle, and he was the kind of guy who was like, I appreciate good friends, here you go.
That seems like such a weird, that's such an extravagant gift to receive from a coworker, not for no real reason.
I agree.
But you took it.
He's a generous guy.
Yeah, but there are some people that are just generous like that. And if he's got a Rolex, he's probably rich, and he probably is like, hey, I could put this up and make a few $1,000, but what do I care?
Seems shady.
It does seem shady, like he had to move it, like it was hot goods, stolen goods, he had to get it off his property. I don't want this evidence, you can have it. I mean,
right.
Gift. That is.
Would you like this bloody knife? It's a gift.
It's a gift. Just put your fingerprints right there and there, and this is yours. All right, hold on, I don't want to crap all over this gift you got, but it is, if someone came, I'm just trying to think, if a coworker, Allie, if you came to me, even that time you got me in the Meat of the Month Club.
Yeah.
I was super appreciative of that. It was a great gift. I didn't reject it. I accepted that gift. But that, luckily, knowing you, it was only for a month. Had you had given me the entire year of meat, I probably would have said, Allie, it's too much. I can't accept all this meat.
Oh, good, because I would have never offered that.
I know you wouldn't
have. It's like
$1,000. I know. But but that 1 month of meat I got, man, that was
good,
great.
Good month, right?
Greatest month of my life. Desiree, hi.
Hi, Sweet Dips.
Sweet Dips. What's the greatest gift you ever were offered?
Okay, so my boss offered me a nice raise a couple of years ago, and on top of that, he offered to pay for 4 years of my son's tuition at a very prestigious high school.
Your boss offered a raise, okay? I'm not going to put that in the gift category because that's slightly different. But he offered on top of it to say, I will cover the cost of private school for 4 years for your kid?
Yes, at a prestigious high school here in L.A.
And so, you accepted?
Oh, absolutely. And it was the greatest thing because in like 3/4 of a year, I saw tremendous growth in my son. And I don't know why he was given this blessing, but.
But can I ask you a question? Did the boss, has the boss ever been flirty at all in any way?
Absolutely not. And all my friends ask me, like, ooh, what do you do for him? But
yeah, that is the weird thing. Think about that, though. To get a gift offered of that level of extravagance and to accept it, that is the answer. That is the question everyone asks, which is, why what's going on that...
Yeah, but don't you think rich people sometimes when they get close to somebody and they feel like, it's my obligation or I feel called to help a certain person. It's just literally out of the goodness of their heart where they feel like, hey, if I'm rich, I have this privilege and I can make a difference in somebody's life. Is that what it was?
That's what it is?
I never questioned the motive. I just spoke with my son about it. I said, this is what was offered to you. I don't know why God sent it, but you're going to take it.
Well, don't give God the credit. I mean, this guy did it. At least give God the credit. Right. Rick, what is the greatest gift you were ever offered?
Well, I'm a plumbing contractor. Many years ago, a Saudi Arabian prince bodyguard who let me into one of these high-rise units, on Wilshire. I wasn't even charging them. I was charging the building. And he reaches in his pocket, gives me a $100 tip. And I actually gave it back. I said, no, I can't take this. Of course, the people that work in the building said, Rick, you can't do that because it makes them look bad because they get tips.
Why would you reject the tip? Is there some sort of a weird rule among... I understand why you couldn't tip like maybe a doctor or something, but I would think a plumber could be tipped all day.
Well, I'm my own boss. It's just I just don't really do it because I get paid, you know, to do the work. I just feel guilty taking money. You know,
that's interesting. These guys
guilt is so overrated.
Allie will sell her guilt for $4.
Get rid of the guilt. 831 said it's just about that other woman. This dude is getting off by this somehow. It's like people who buy OnlyFans models things off of their Amazon lists. If they don't get something physical out of it, there's some kind of arousal aspect.
There are people, everyone knows someone that is getting a bunch of stuff. And you think, how are you getting all this stuff? I have a wish list and these men send me presents from this wish list. Maybe women too.
How do I get on that list?
I don't know, Allie. I don't think you're the right look.
Ugh. There are people that do that, and
you're right. They may not do anything, but they are accepting gifts. I guess you just have to be at that point where you go, I'm just okay to accept gifts from anyone, no matter what.
516 said, I had a big fight with my dad years ago, refused to speak to him for a while, and then my sister called me to tell me that my dad had bought a car for me. I accepted the car.
But did not make up the relationship.
No, but you're like, oh, well, it's a handout.
Laura, what happened to you?
I got a minivan and I drove it for a year and eventually gave it back. I was a bartender and I offered a guy a ride to the doctor a couple of times. And then from that, he offered to buy me a minivan. And I kept saying no. I said no for like 2 weeks because I didn't want no strings attached. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, no, no. You're just a nice person. I'm going to respect you. So I took it, but because he had seizures, they had to go on my name, and he made all the payments, and I drove her for a year, and as soon as he asked for sexy time, I was like,
sexy time, hot.
Yeah, whenever you're using van as your modes of payment, you can always tell something shady is about to happen.
But I gave you a van.
Hey, we had a van
deal.
It was
so implied.
It's weird. Whenever we go somewhere and we are with listeners and they'll like offer to buy us drinks or say, hey, let's buy. I always feel very strange. I'm like, I should buy you the drink.
I don't want listeners buying drinks. You listen to our show. I mean, it's very nice. And I understand it's like, you know, what they will say is, oh, you give me this free entertainment every single day. I want to give back in some way. And it's like, yeah, I know. But you already made the effort to come out here to an event. You're supporting the show. That is more than we could ever ask for. And it's a wonderful gesture. But I'll still accept it.
Joe, what were you offered?
A pound of weed.
Now, that's a great gift. How do you say no to that, huh?
Exactly. I was 13-2. And they just gave it to us.
What was the...
By a nice older man.
What was in a van. Another van involved, I feel like. Yeah. What was the reason you were offered a pound of weed?
We were skidding in the alley, and this guy was waiting for someone. I guess they never showed up. And after an hour, he called me over. He's like, hey, you guys want this? Open up the bag.
Yeah, so it sounds like a lot of these really nice gifts are people that are trying to get rid of evidence.
Yeah. Hey, hold this bag for me. And it's nice, though, to hear a positive alley story. You know, like something that happened in an alley.
Well, I don't know if giving weed to a 13-year-old kid is a positive alley story.
Hey, he's so happy about it, isn't he?
He seemed... Look, as your life, how's your life? Moving in the right direction since then, Joe?
Great.
See?
I believe
that's
it.
Confidence. That guy has let his whole life figured out.
All right, so it turns out that people like receiving gifts. Very few gifts rejected. Wow. I mean, there's a lot on the text line of the guys offering jewelry, didn't want it because I felt like something was implied, creepy. Bag of cash? Wow, who's going to turn that down?
619, I was gifted a PlayStation, whatever the current model was, by a bit of a loner guy in college who had an obvious crush on me, and I definitely did not accept. Mm. We only sat together next together in one class, and it was weird that, you know, that was the offer that was being made by somebody who I really didn't know.
Joshua, final word, what's up?
My in-laws offered us $20,000 to pay off our credit cards if we moved to Colorado near them.
Oh, wow, so that was the deal.
Trade-off.
Did you accept or
we
reject?
We were actually already going to move, so we accepted, because why not?
Yeah, we're not for sale. We're going to move anyway, but I'll take that check.
Cool.
Quick break. Back in a moment. We've got Disneyland tickets for you. Disneyland tickets, the ultimate gift. And Vanessa picked one of those fine people that called a moment ago and give them some screening passes so they can go check out Mission Impossible. Back after this quick break. More K-Rock next. The next 5 minutes will change everything for you. Disneyland tickets, 4 1-day, one park passes will be yours, celebrating the 70th anniversary. Win them from us the second Allie's done with this, your ADD breaking news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
Airbnb has done a lot of good or a lot of bad, depending on how you look at it. Maybe it's helping cities thrive. Maybe it's ruining your neighborhood. But this new makeover that they just announced could make you some money. Airbnb just announced a huge expansion of their services. It now includes local services that you can add onto your reservation. So you get an Airbnb and then you can add a hair appointment, a massage, a tour guide to show you around, someone to come cook you dinner, a personal trainer, a makeup stylist, mani-pedi, or you can even book an experience that's unique to where you're staying, like a ramen-making class in Tokyo or a Lucha Libre training experience with a professional wrestler in Mexico City. But they even said, yeah, you have to be vetted, you know, if you are, say, a massage therapist and
service
not some
provider,
random
right.
weirdo.
They're going to put you on their insurance.
But also, if you want to hook up with, say, a local that can show you around L.A. and you don't know L.A., rather than booking one of those, like, Hollywood tours and you want to do a more customized experience or a more low-key experience,
you know,
that's a possibility, too.
You know, we're about to start offering tours of our Celebrity Trash Museum here at K-Rock.
Yeah.
We've been collecting all sorts of trash left by guests that have been coming through the halls of K-Rock for years, and it's quite a collection we have here.
Add it to your Airbnb.
We could talk to Airbnb and see if they could offer that as a service for anyone who's coming to stay in Southern California, that they would potentially be able to take advantage of our live tours that will happen through the halls of K-Rock.
And
you can see
who hosts this tour?
Well, we haven't. Probably Vanessa. Okay. Yeah, we're in here doing the show. But
I met her. She's a child.
Yeah, and Vanessa's a child. If we can get child labor laws involved, it'll be a good thing. So anyway, it'll be great. Vanessa will take you on a little tour. You can rollerblade with her through the halls. And you get to look at, what are some of the items? Vanessa, what are one of the items in there by the Celebrity Trash?
Nicotine gum by Marcus Mumford.
Oh, yeah, a piece of nicotine gum left by Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons.
That's, I mean, that's one of our more valuable items.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Allie, you think of all those lame tourist things they have in L.A., like the Wax Museum, all that other crap. This is a
Here's
real
OJ's
deal.
OJ's house again.
Yeah, this is like celebrity trash. You don't see this anywhere else. This is real garbage left by real celebrities.
And what, we know garbage.
What else is there? A piece of...
A ticket from Haktua Girl.
Yeah, her plane ticket.
Oh, her airline ticket. Her first trip to California. Yeah, this is real good trash we got here.
Some bottle water. Bottle water.
Who drank out of the bottle of water?
Too Sweet Man.
Hosier.
Too Sweet Man.
Too Sweet Man.
That's what he wrote about
too
the water.
Sweet?
Yeah, Hosier's half-drunk bottle of water. It's all. We got hundreds of items here in the Celebrity Trash Museum.
I can't wait for her. I just want to hear her tour.
Yeah,
that's
going to be great. Yeah, the tour. I went on the tour.
And everyone has the headphones.
And, she's
and this is Too Sweet Man. Next. I love it.
All right, coming soon. Get ready.
If you like drinking in public, your new favorite spot is Santa Monica, California. The city council has officially approved public drinking on the Santa Monica Promenade. And this is, or the 3rd Street Promenade, I should say. This will now be known as an official entertainment zone and would allow anyone 21 and older to buy alcohol from the promenade businesses and drink it outdoors between Wilshire and Broadway on the 3rd Street Promenade. And, of course, you have to prove that you're 21 and older by showing your ID to get a wristband, and then you would be allowed to have a non-glass or non-metal to-go container while you're drinking it, and you would have to finish your beverage before entering another business, which sounds like a challenge America
Isn't
is up
this,
for.
Where Vanessa got sloppy drunk and put poured that drink all over herself?
Oh, yeah. Was that Santa Monica?
Yeah, that was in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was already breaking those rules.
Yeah, you were drinking outside already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't wait for that to become a rule.
Yeah, that was me.
It was too sweet.
That's right. That was the night. Was that the night you hit on the volleyball at the bar, or was that a different night?
Oh my gosh, I never hit on a volleyball. That was a Christmas bar crawl.
Yeah.
Okay, volleyball.
I mean, that's you clearly drunk.
You're so flirtatious.
Flirting with a volleyball. There's no denying
the volleyball
it.
Was like enough already. Get this girl thrown
yeah,
out.
Jesus, Thursday.
All right, now that we have an American Pope, it's time to celebrate in the American way by making money off of his trading card. Topps has put together a trading card dedicated to Pope Leo XIV just in time for his inauguration. And it's not only are people buying it in record numbers, they're also reselling it at record rates. It's become the best-selling non-sports Topps card ever. And it's also outselling Lionel Messi, LeBron James, and John Cena cards. Oh. It has sold over 130,000 copies.
Oh, I got to get how much
part of his cloak.
Yeah, that's how they got to do those cards. They're really good cards out there. They have like a little piece of the jersey or a little piece of, you should get some of the Pope, actual Pope stuff.
A little holy water.
Even the t-shirts he wore when he was just a regular civilian sitting there watching the White Sox games. Get some of that in the Pope
card.
We got
to get some of his trash.
We got to get some of that. If we could get a piece of Pope trash for the Celebrity Trash Museum.
Dude, that would make us legit.
I know we have listeners in the Chicago area because I see them on Instagram. Guys, if you have any access to any trash that was left behind by the
Pope. Not regular items that he used. Throw those out.
Yeah, we don't want his real stuff. We want his garbage, okay? We'll put it right there. If we get that, our museum is off to the races.
We're made, baby.
Hey, brand new hour of the show starts right now. And the very first thing we have for you is quite the opposite of trash. Treasure to the tune of not one, not two, not three, but four tickets to Disneyland. Call it 20 right now, 800-520-1067. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.